If you'll turn to Lamentations chapter number 3, if you can't find it, if you can find Ezekiel, Lamentations is right before Ezekiel. The Bible said in verse 21, "This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new." What's the next thing he say? "Every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." What God put on my heart a while ago is I've got all this on my mind and on my heart, the God of a brand new start, thinking about the new year. But God said every day. Did you hear me? Every day with our Lord is a brand new start. Amen. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I want to talk to you today. This started out to be one message. And if I get through the first thing in this one message today, I'll be doing good. Amen. It started out to be one message with 5 points in it. And I don't know how it's going to go, but if I get through this first one today, it'll be a blessing. Amen. And I want to talk to you about the man who denied his faith, and that's Peter. The God of a brand new start. God gave Peter a brand new start. And I want to describe how this happened today. First of all, before I get into the message, you say, "Well, Pastor, I've never denied the Lord." When I get through here with this introduction, maybe you'll change your mind. Amen. Maybe you've never cursed like Peter did, and we'll read that scripture after a while. And maybe you've never said, "I don't know him," like Peter did, with your mouth. But I tell you, there's other ways, beloved, that if we're not careful, we'll deny the Lord. These are some of the things that I wrote down. When we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, we deny the Lord. Amen. God wants us to walk humbly with our God. When we compromise our values or our morals, we deny the Lord. When we disregard God's word, he said, "Give us this day our daily bread." When we go through the day and we have no time for God's word, we've denied the Lord in a sense in our life, the opportunity to speak to our heart. And then when our actions don't line up with our speech. Has anybody ever heard this? "You do as I say, not as I do." Beloved, we've denied the Lord. Amen. Our actions and our speech ought to line up. And then when we refuse to take up our cross and follow Jesus, in a sense, we have denied the Lord. And then I wrote this, when we think we can do anything apart from him. You see, Jesus told us, "Without me, you can do nothing." I heard an old preacher years ago say this, and I never shall forget it. He said, "Without Jesus," he said, "I'm a zero with the rim knocked off." I'll never forget that as long as I live. Amen. Not even the rim of a zero. I'm a zero with the rim knocked off. So I want to look at the life of Peter this morning and try to magnify a few things here that God has magnified in my heart. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 31, "Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee." Peter answered and said unto him, "Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended." Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice or three times." Peter said unto him, "Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee." Likewise also said all the disciples. I know this. I don't want to deny him to you. Amen. I want him to have his way, the songwriter said, with me. In Matthew chapter 26, Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, "Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied before them all, saying, "I know not what thou sayest." And I've never noticed this before, Brother Chris, but there's a progression in this denial. First he said, I don't know what you're saying. What's this progression in this denial? I had never caught this before. The Bible said, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto him that were there, unto them that were there, this fellow also was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he denied with an oath. It's getting a little stronger. And he said, I do not know the man. You see, it's getting a little stronger, isn't it? Amen? And let me just say this to you. When a person begins to deny the Lord, it gets easier and easier and easier. And a person will get deeper and deeper and deeper in themselves and in their sin and get farther and farther and farther away from God. It was said of Peter that he followed afar off. I don't want to follow afar off, do you? I want to try to be close, don't you? Amen. Watch this now. And he said, after a while, they came by, stood by, and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear. Can anybody see the progression there? From the first time to the last time, he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and he wept bitterly. What Peter did not know at this point in his life was that our God is the God of a brand new start. Peter thought, it's over. How can I get any lower than I've gotten? How can I do any worse than I've done? And he went out and he wept bitterly. It's in my heart to magnify this morning as we approach a new year that I serve the God of a brand new start. The choir was singing a while ago, Brother Dale, and I'm not fussing, don't get me wrong, but every time I hear that song about put a little sunshine in, I don't want to say little, I want to say lotta. You can say lotta just as well as you can say little, amen. Put a lot of joy and gladness where sadness once had been. Gave a lot of grace and glory, say amen. Not just a little, amen. A lot of people's got real cream religion. Some of you all don't know what I'm talking about. Adeline, I know you don't know what I'm talking about. It was a hairstyle gel. And the advertisement said, a little dab will do you. Amen. Some of y'all need a little dab. Amen. Pastor needs a little dab. Most of the time it's sticking straight up in the back, but I never see that, so I don't worry about it. Amen. Amen. A lot of people's got that kind of religion. Little dab will do you. I'm telling you, beloved, we'll just dive in, amen, and serve the Lord with gladness. And here's this man, Peter. He's in a mess, but he's fixing to find out that our God is the God of a brand new start. Now, this is something special to me, so I hope you'll listen right here. In Luke chapter 22 and verse number 31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. I never thought about this before, Brother Brian. Never thought about it before. But it looks to me like Satan is still up to the same thing with Peter as he was with Job. He's come into the presence of the Lord, and God said to Peter, you know what? Satan's been here. He talked to me. He wants you, boy. Amen. He desires to have you and to sift you like wheat. He desired to destroy Peter when all God was doing was developing Peter. Amen. And making him a better man of God. Oh, if we'd just remember that when things come in our life. It had to run across God's desk. And God's not trying to hurt us. God's trying to help us. Amen. To be more like Jesus. Watch this now. Satan's desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But look, listen to this. We might think, and I'm going to get to it in a minute, in John chapter 21, that that's where that new start began. No, that new start began before that. What? Listen to what the Bible said. But I have prayed for thee. Oh, glory to God. Oh, when God showed me that, amen. Now, you know what I thought about, Brother Ben? I thought, where would I be if he hadn't have prayed for me? Satan would have done, beloved, took my life and destroyed it, took my ministry and destroyed it, and sifted me like weed. But I got a Savior sitting at the right hand. It's that time of year, beloved, when we magnify that baby in a manger, and we magnify that life that he lived, and that death that he died, and that resurrection that he experienced. But I tell you what God's magnifying in my heart is right now. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father praying for you and praying for me. You say, you got Bible for that? John 17. Jesus said, I pray not for these alone, but for all those who through these will believe. Beloved, that's me. Brother John, that's little Owen. Amen. Praise God, we've got an intercessor sitting at the right hand of God the Father making intercession for us. Amen. We've got an advocate with the Father this morning. And the Bible said, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, you say, Pastor, what's that mean? That means God's going to give him a brand new start. When thou art converted, he said, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. You know, I believe with all of my heart that Peter's at a low ebb. I want to ask a personal question. How many of you have all ever been at a low ebb in your Christian life? Amen. How many can remember God coming along? We make this statement sometimes when something good will happen. We'll say, boy, that was a shot in the arm. How many can remember that shot in the heart that Jesus gave you? Amen. Say, get up from there, boy. You've got a brand new start. Amen. Go again. For the glory of God Almighty. Turn with me to John chapter 21. I want to show you some things right here this morning. The man who denied his faith, Peter, and yet God is going to give him a brand new start. You remember that I said a while ago, there's more than one way to deny the Lord. Most of us would never say it with our mouth, but sometimes our actions do. Actually, I mentioned this in a service not too long ago. When we quench the Holy Ghost, we've denied the Lord. When God says he wants us to witness to somebody and we just keep our mouth shut and go on, we've denied the Lord. When we don't give that individual that gospel track, amen, that God wanted us to give them, we've denied the Lord. Amen. I know that's strong language, but beloved, we need to be sensitive. You know when we're going to have revival? When we're sensitive to the Holy Ghost. When he can, listen, when it doesn't have to be something huge in our life that needs to be corrected, because it's the little foxes that spoil the vine, amen? The little things, beloved, many times that keep us from being what God wants us to be. In verse number 3, Peter said, I go a-fishing. And they said, we also go with thee. And they went out and they entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught what? Nothing. They caught nothing. Amen. And that's one thing about fishing I can say. I don't mind fishing when the fish are biting. I really like it. Amen. Some of the favorite fishing I've ever done is my boy got a jet boat years ago. And we got on a river down there in the Seguinsville area, Churchill area. And we got on that river and you just turn the motor off and float down the river and catch them smallmouth. I'm telling you, there's nothing like a 3, 3.5 pound smallmouth on the end of a ultralight line. Amen. It feels like you got Moby Dick on the end of it. Amen. You got a whale. Amen. On the end of it. And there's nothing. I don't mind, but I'm going to tell you something right now. If the fish ain't biting, I get bored. Amen. I'm ready to go to the house and do something that accomplishes something. Amen. But here they fished all night. Now, I remind you of this. They were professional fishermen. They fished all night and they caught nothing. And the morning was now come. Jesus stood on the shore and disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto them, children, have you any meat? And they answered him, no. This is really an illustration of without me, you can do nothing. Now look what happens. The Bible said, he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. This is kind of a simple illustration. But beloved, listen, when they followed the directions of God, God filled the net with fishes. And this is something, as many times as I've addressed this chapter, I'm always over there, Brother Chris, with Jesus. He makes the fish. He's got the fire. He's got the fish on the coals. He's got the bread on the coals. I mean, he's laid it out perfect. I don't know what perfect bread and perfect fish is, but they ate it. I've had fish that was too done. I've had fish that was not done enough. I've had fish that I thought was just right. But I guarantee you, this fish was just right. This bread was just right because the Son of God prepared it. But I've always thought about when Jesus comes down there and says, come and dine. And then he begins to deal with Peter. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? I really thought that that's where God began that road of restoration, when he began to deal with Peter personally. But I'm going to tell you, this is the thought that never crossed my mind. And that's this. And no, it's not. That the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. They fished all night and didn't catch anything. Amen. Jesus didn't even need their fish when they brought their net in. He already had his fish. Amen. Knowing Jesus, he might have just said to them, jump in the fire. They might have jumped out of the sea. And I don't know how he got the fish, but he got them. Say amen. I don't know where he got the bread, but he got it. I'm just telling you, beloved, there have been many, many times in my life when God didn't have to rebuke me. God didn't have to chasten me. God showed me his goodness and made me ashamed of me and made me want a brand new start in my life. Amen. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. I'm telling you, beloved, it is a blessing to see what's going on. And you get over in here in chapter number 21, verse 16, he saith unto him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved. There's a lot said about this. Maybe Jesus asked him three times because he denied three times. I don't know exactly why he did, but I do know this. Jesus is in the restoring business. The Bible said, brethren, if any of you are overtaken in a fault, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself also, lest thou also be tempted. And I believe Jesus has given us a perfect example right here as he's working to restore Peter. I'm telling you, beloved, there have been many times in our lives as Christians, if we're not careful, we think we're better than somebody else. And we might have said something like this when Peter got up on the shore. What do you think? You that said you'd never deny me. You know what you did. You sorry, no good, low down disciple. But Jesus had nothing like that to say. Jesus, beloved, this morning, if there's a distance between you and him, he wants that distance closed. He wants to be close to you. And if we'd look back on the year, how many could say God's been good to us? Amen. We have no business denying him in any way, shape, or form. And so here's Peter, and he's on his road now to, beloved, restoration. He's on his road to a brand new start. Now let's go over into Acts, and this excites me. Let's go over into Acts chapter number 1. God gave me some things I want to share with you, and we'll close the message today. The man who denied his faith, Peter, he met the man, the God man of a brand new start. The Bible said in verse number 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Here's what I think is going on in Peter's life. There's a lot of reflection going on now. He's not only reflecting on fishing all night and catching nothing, but he's going all the way back through the 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry. And he's remembering when he healed the blind. He's remembering when he healed the lame. He's remembering when he raised the dead. He's remembering when he walked on the sea and said, "Lord," when Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee." Peter's remembering them few steps on the water. Amen. He began to sink when he got his eyes off of the Lord. But Peter's remembering and remembering and remembering. But watch this now. Now he sees him just go up into heaven. You say, "Peter, Pastor, what's going on in Peter's life?" I'm going to tell you what's going on. God is fixing to give Peter a brand new start. Watch this now. There's several times here when Peter looked up. The Bible said they looked steadfastly towards heaven. First of all, he looked up as the Lord departed. Do you see that right there? Jesus is going up. He looks up at the Lord as the Lord departed. And then he looked up not only as the Lord departed, but he looked up with the Lord's disciples. Look at it here in verse number 13. The Bible said, "When they were come in, they went into the upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew and James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zelotes and Judas the brother of James." What I'm trying to tell you is here that even as he looked up, unity was important. Peter wasn't in this thing alone. I'm going to tell you, it's a happy day, beloved, when you realize your life is not just about you. It's about others as well. Amen. And it's a happy day when you realize that your life is having an impact on others. And Peter's looking up, not only, beloved, as the Lord departed, but he's looking up with the disciples. But he looked up and on the Lord depended. I wrote this down in the margin of my Bible. A lot of people are real proud to be a part of an independent Baptist church. Say amen. I'm proud of that. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this. Don't get so independent, we're not dependent. You say, "Pastor, where did you get that?" The Bible said they continued in verse 14 with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brethren. They knew, hallelujah, they needed God to accomplish what God wanted them to accomplish. Beloved, here's a man that met the God of a brand new start. Now, not only did Peter look up, but look at verse number 15. Peter stood up. The word of God said, "In those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said," the number of the names together were about 120 that were gathered in that upper room. Turn with me, if you will, over to chapter 2 and verse number 14. The Bible said, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words." What happens when God gives a man a brand new start? He's looking up, number one, and number two, he's standing up. He's no longer sitting on the sidelines, amen. You know what Peter said? "I go a fishing," right? No longer is he in the fishing business. Now he's fulfilling the purpose of his life. Jesus said, "Follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men." And now he's not interested in the fish. He's interested in souls, in the souls of men. A brand new start. Watch this now. Here's Peter. Peter's looking up, and Peter is standing up. He's standing up, beloved. And not only is Peter standing up for the Lord, but if you'll look in verse number 14 of chapter number 2, he's speaking up. You say, "Pastor, what's so important about that?" The Bible said here, he lifted up his voice. It's important, beloved. Listen, we face a new year. God gives us a brand new start. It's important that we speak up. on behalf. You know, one of the problems I believe that's gone on in America for years now, for decades. Beloved, somebody said, oh, it's the White House. No, it's God's house. It's even pulpits in God's house. Amen. Where we've not spoken up against that God said is wrong, that God said is sin, that God said is an abomination. God expects us to speak up against those things, and then He expects us to speak up. Beloved, the Word of God is telling us here, He speaks up for the saints. In verse number 15, He said, these are not drunken as you suppose. He speaks up for the Scripture. In verse number 16, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hey, listen, He wants them to know, beloved, when He's talking, I'm on their team. We're the saints of God. Amen. He wants them to know, this Bible's right. God prophesied. You're seeing it come to pass, just like He said. And then, beloved, He speaks up on behalf of salvation in verse 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then verse number 22, He speaks up on behalf of the Savior. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, Him being delivered by the determinate counsel of God and the foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that He should be holden of them. You know what God's looking for this year? Somebody that'll speak up on behalf of the saints. Let me tell you something right now. Somebody comes along grumbling to you about a brother or sister in Christ. If you can't say something, walk away from it. Did you hear what I said? Somebody comes along and says to me, well, have you heard about Brother Chris? No, but we'll hear together. Let's go talk to Brother Chris. You know what happens right there? Barney Fife said, nipped it in the bud. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, old Slewfoot, he's a trickster. Say amen. He wants to turn us one again another. But oh, listen, Peter, when he got that brand new start, he said, I'm speaking up for the people of God. They're not drunk. They're full of God. Amen. And beloved, he speaks up for the Word of God. He speaks up for the Savior. He speaks up for the salvation that God has promised. Why? Because how many believes Peter's feeling a little bit different now than he was when he went out and wept bitterly? I don't know if Peter ever said this in his prayer life. I'm pretty sure he said, thank you. But he might have said somewhere along the way, thank you, Lord, for giving me another chance. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on me. Peter, he could have had a part, Brother Chris, in writing that song. He didn't throw away the clay. You know that song, Brother Brian? Well, don't just know it, sing it sometime. Amen. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. Say amen. Glory to God. I bless the day he didn't throw away the clay. And so does Peter, beloved. We're facing a new year. I'll close with this. I hope you can see just in the life of Peter. That was supposed to be the first thing in five. You understand now why we're not doing it all this morning, amen, or this afternoon now, amen. Y'all can't see the clock, but I can. And if you've done looked at your watch 10 times in this service, shame on you. Amen. Amen. Shame on you. I'm just telling you, beloved, it's God's time. We're facing another year. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be. In working or in waiting, another year with Thee. Another year of progress. Another year of praise. Another year of proving Thy presence all the days. Another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace. Another year of gladness, the glory of Thy face. Another year of leaning upon Thy loving breast. Another year of trusting of quiet, happy rest. Another year of service, of witness for thy love. Another year of training for holier work above. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be on earth or else in heaven. Another year for thee. Amen. The God of a brand new start. Where are you this morning? I'll tell you this morning. Every day is a new day. And if things are not the way they should be in your life, guess whose fault that is? Many people want to blame this and blame that, blame this one and blame that one. But I'll tell you, beloved, every child of God that's in this room today is just as close to the Lord as you want to be. A man and his wife were riding down the road. They had been married many years. They were riding in a pickup. Remember the days of pickups, Brother Shannon, with bench seats in them? I mean, you could sit four or five in the front bench if people wasn't too big, amen, of a pickup. And this man and his wife was riding down the road, and they passed somebody in another pickup. And they were sitting real close together, this man and this woman, real close together. This woman looked at her husband and said, "We used to ride like that." He looked over and said, "Honey, I'm sitting right where I always have." In other words, I didn't move. You did. I'm still right here beside the steering wheel. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you've ever known Jesus, he's sitting right where he always has. If there's a distance, it's not his fault. It's yours. It's mine. Say amen. God wants us to know he's the God of a brand new start. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be at Bible Way with the precious people that you've put in my life. God, we're missing many of our people this morning with sickness and different things going on. But God, I thank you for these that are here. I pray, God, this morning that the Word of God would find a lodging place. Lord, you're no respecter of persons. What you did for Peter, you will do for us. Help us today, we pray. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed.